Now we're joined by Morgan Dixon, the Polo boys basketball coach and coach on the Dream Team this year. You have a couple seniors. First, Joe Beaver. Tell us a little about him and the season he had.
Joe is the kind of kid that you want to have several of every year if you can. He's one of the hardest workers I've had in 25 years of coaching. And last year, he was our leading scorer by 1 point and our leading rebounder. And then over the summer, he worked his tail off and got even better. And he scored over 1,000 points for his career, averaged a little over 17 this year. He was our main scorer, and everybody knew it. And, you know, they chased him around all over the court, and he was still able to get shots off and score a lot of points. So he's a really good inside and outside player, and, you know, he can score inside in the post if he needs to. He's 6'1", 6'2", and then he can step out and hit step-back threes and hit pull-up jumpers. He can kind of do it all. Just a great kid, smart kid, going to do a great job when he gets out in the real world, and probably going to be a big businessman someday. So hopefully he'll remember us little people when he gets famous.
And you know what his plans are for after he graduates when the next school year rolls around?
I think he's planning on going to UMKC. That was the latest I heard. He's going to go to UMKC and do some business. He's going to do some ROTC, I think. So he's going to be a busy guy, and he's got a mind for business, so he'll do a great job with that.
All right, well, your next nominee, another senior, like we mentioned, Alex Pilger. Tell us a little about him and the season he had.
Okay, Alex was another kid about the same size as Joe, about 6'1", 6'2", and he did not play last year, and so, you know, like that kind of set him back a little bit with last year being my first year, so it's a new system to him, and he had 1 year to learn it. So he came in, he asked lots of questions. He's a smart kid. He's one of these, you know, 31 ACT or 32, whatever he got. So he's really smart, asked lots of questions, wants to know how to do certain things, and he was came in and was our second leading scorer, just a little over 9 points a game, or second leading rebounder at over five a game, and smart kid, strong kid, not extremely athletic, but pretty good shooter. He kind of helped us out with Joe. Everybody knew Joe was going to score, but Alex could step out and hit the three and was pretty dangerous. And when he wasn't in foul trouble, a lot of times he had to sit by me because he got a little too handsy and liked to try to get a steal. But good kid, smart kid, played pretty good defense, blocked a lot of shots, and, you know, has really helped us team-wise with taking a little pressure off Joe. And, you know, they worked really good together. They were great leaders, both of them, and, you know, kind of helped our inexperienced guys how to play the game and how to conduct themselves. So he had a really good season. I'm really proud of both of them.
Do you know what Alex plans to do after graduation?
I think he might be going to UMKC also, and whatever he wants to do, he can do. He's an academic team, and, you know, one of those guys that answers all the questions, and, you know, anything he wants to do, he's going to be able to do. I don't know exactly what his major is going to be, but, you know, whatever it is, he'll be really good at it.